Welcome to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
What is up, all you bloomers? We are back again. I'm Alexa, and with me is the wonderful, lovely Ambi. That's your cue, Ambi.
Did you guys hear me?
No.
Oh.
It's okay. You could just chime in now. We'll edit it.
Okay. The moment has passed. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today? I hope you're doing great.
Yeah, today is a Friday.
Woo!
I'm happy. it's been a crazy week. And if you're listening to this now, it's going to be probably a couple weeks after we record this. So you will notice that we've added a third day to the week where we release a third episode because we decided that since we're doing all of these listener readings, why not just give you guys your own day? Why not just put it on a Friday and we'll keep releasing episodes on Monday and Wednesday. So now we are releasing episodes 3 days a week.
Yay!
More Inner Bloom. If you guys haven't rated or reviewed the podcast on iTunes, that would be awesome if you want to do that. We are also on Google Play now, and we are also on CastBox. So if you want to interact in any of those places, that would be great. We are also getting a lot of interaction on Instagram and Facebook, where we're posting all kinds of really nice things on there. So check us out on all of those places and send us questions and all the things. But right now, we are about to do another listener reading with an amazing listener who is actually also a positive head listener named Tim. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Well, everything at once, right? Everything seems to be happening and conversioning all the paths in a very glorious and divine way.
Yes.
I feel very honored and appreciative to be here. And I'm feeling very open and my vortex is vulnerable. Got a crystal in each pocket. I'm ready to use our inner bloom to co-create some beautiful permission slips.
Oh, I love it.
I love that.
All right. Well, Ambi, why don't you do your thing?
Okay. So, Tim, have you ever had a reading before?
I have not.
Okay. That's exciting. So, I'm in an extra goofy mood. I don't know if you're a goofy kind of person, but I'm in
an extra goofy mood. Yeah, no, I started feeling that a lot about 20 minutes ago from you.
Good. Awesome. So what I am going to do is I'm going to get information from your higher self and your guides. I see the information in my mind's eye. I can hear it in my mind's eye. And then I get feelings as well. And I'm going to relay that information directly to you. Okay? So do you have any specific questions, or is there anything specific that you wanted to talk about first?
No, not really. I just kind of wanted to see how it flows. I mean, the one thought that I could say up front is my past couple of months have all been very synchronous, and I'm seeing all of my paths converging sort of thing. So there's that for what it's worth.
I feel like this is like something, your pads merging. So I feel like that's actually bigger than what you think it is. I hear the word past life. Do you understand that? Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about that? Bridge the gap for me there. Why are we bringing up issues from your past life?
Ooh, I don't necessarily know that it would be issues. I would say more so that it takes a lot of work to get to where you want to go.
Okay.
So I keep hearing, like pulling things out of a bag, like you're pulling, I don't know, you're pulling things out of your bag from your past. So this could be a past in this life, or this could be a past in a different life. But I feel like this is something that you kind of realized. It almost feels like therapy has taken place. Does that make sense to you? Do you understand that?
Recently, I've had the thought that I need to like put my medicine bag together, right? I started doing that.
So is this to help you and others, or is this to help more yourself? Both answers are correct, by the way. No judgment.
I know it will help myself, but more so others, right? I mean, helping myself will just be a byproduct of that. We all reflect and grow and learn together.
Okay. So are you going to do this at like gatherings of some kind? Like, is this going to be like a festival thing? Is this, where do you see this taking place?
The festival environment has certainly been the first environment has been in the forefront of my mind for a lot of this, right?
Okay.
Largely because I enjoy it, but I see it going, you know, cross-platform, across all mediums sort of thing.
But I also see people in suits and ties. So how does that tie in as well? Like a very business corporate minded people, how does that tie into what you're thinking? Do you understand that yet or no?
Yeah, I mean, it more so could be the path that's led me to where I am. I've had a lot of that in my past, and I know that it's just part of the world today and will probably be more of it in the future.
So essentially what I'm seeing is, when I asked before you were telling me what was going on, and keep in mind people that are listening and Tim, I'm having two conversations happening at this time. So if sometimes it's hard to relay this information. I'm literally talking to another entity and I'm talking to you at the same time. So imagine having two different conversations going at the same time. Sometimes it gets a little mixed up. Okay. But essentially what I was asking then is how will you incorporate this, or why is the business mind coming into play? And what they were saying is because people feel bogged down with that. Does that make sense to you? It's like pushing someone down, like pressing them in a jar.
It does. I mean, the corporate mindset is terrible and certainly needs a shift.
Right. And I feel like you're one of many that's leading the way to help shift that mindset. It's almost like you're taking children and you're showing them what else can be possible. Do you understand that as well?
Very much.
Okay. So I have this sensation that happens pretty frequently, but I like it when it does. It's goosebumps from the back of my head down all the way to my spine. So are there any other questions that you have specifically for your guides that are present?
So a couple of my converging paths right now are around the business I recently started, ironically, right, within the past month or so. And another one that I see cropping up right now. And I'm just kind of wondering which one I should devote more attention to, which one has the faster path, right? Which one is going to be the greater good for everyone sooner?
Okay, that's a good question. Okay. So I'm going to tell you what I saw, and then I'm going to tell you what they said. So I see you physically planting something in the ground and watching it grow. Like physically, I don't know if that's a metaphor or if that is literal. Planting something in the ground, watching it grow. And it gets about to your shoulder height. So it's very tall, okay? So then I said, how does that incorporate what we're talking about? And they said, just tell him what you saw. So
the farm bill just passed a couple weeks ago and we can now grow hemp in Idaho. And yeah. The farm bill just passed a couple weeks ago, and we can now grow hemp in Idaho.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And awesome. I know I'm going to be a part of the first hemp farm here in Idaho, so yes.
Okay, so have you signed the contract yet? Have you signed some sort of agreement already, and the gates are opening? Have you signed, like, some kind of land agreement?
Not me personally, but it may have been signed.
Okay. So there's, how many people are involved in this? Three? I see the number three, and I feel like you have three business partners.
Yep. That feels right.
Okay. So essentially, you need to be more of an active participant in that business aspect. because you don't want to get, what's the word I'm trying to think of? You want to help people as much as you can, but you also need to be a part of the business model. Do you understand that?
Yep, I do. Okay.
So don't take a step back and watch it unfold. You need to be more involved and more active in this process. Okay.
Sounds time to assert myself.
What'd you say?
Sounds time to assert myself.
Yeah. Are you very scientifically minded? I see you like with a chemistry set and like things of that nature.
Yeah, I would say that very much. I've put a lot of thought and experience into how do things work.
Okay. So have you thought about how to, it feels like I'm in a chemistry lab and I don't even know how to do this. Obviously I don't know how to do this, but it's taking like different parts of the plant and using it for different things and like, helping like isolating different parts. Do you know what I'm trying to say here?
I know what you're trying to say.
Okay. So do you know how to do that? Or does one of your business partners know how to do that?
I know what you're trying to say.
Okay. Did you hear what I said?
I did. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to go too much into that one, right?
Okay. You're fine. But I hear the word multiple sclerosis. I also hear the word seizures. So I feel like this is definitely, you're on the edge of something huge instead of just a one-track mind. Do you understand that?
Yeah, close, pretty close to it.
Okay.
I don't know how much you want me to say about that.
I mean, however much you're comfortable with saying, validation is always nice, but if you don't want to say anything, then that's fine too. Don't worry about it. No big deal.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm happy to share and certainly come from a space of vulnerability.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I used to have spina bifida. That used to be a thing. No longer.
Wow.
And back things in general have been a thing for me. But kind of have realized the power of thought more and more over time, right?
Wow. So are you interested in helping other people with physical things going on that modern medicine hasn't really got a grip on yet?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. And I've been learning a lot of that the past week or so.
I definitely think that would be, I hear the word on the forefront. So I definitely feel like that's a fast track. That's a good direction to go down. So start studying, start looking up that, start really diving into things like that and going in that direction with it. Also signing the contracts, getting, like you have a lot going on right now. And it can feel overwhelming, but it'll be okay. I feel almost overwhelmed with all the information that I'm getting, and I feel like I have so much to do. But in the same aspect, they're not saying just relax, because I don't think this is your time to relax. What they're telling me is that this will pass. You'll get accustomed to it. It'll be okay. But right now, your job is to make sure that everything's kind of lined up. Like you're supposed to feel stressed right now. Do you understand that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I'm still looking at it as all fun, though, and everything is perfect.
Good. And everything's definitely perfect, and everything's going the right way. It just can get a little overwhelming at times, but that doesn't mean that you're supposed to stop, right?
So, I mean, that kind of tells me keep doing all of those paths, right, and continue to see where they converge.
Yeah, definitely going more down the medical route. Definitely. But I think the festival route is also a good way to go. Because I think, so essentially, unfortunately, I see the festival route being more, right now in this moment, being more, what's the word I'm thinking of here? It'll bring in more money. Okay. The other route, it's going to take time for the money to come into that area. Okay. But that's going to be a huge part of this. And you're really going to be on the forefront of something really big. Especially like they keep showing me children. So especially with different things like that, because you've experienced that, you've been down that road. So you're really a good spokesperson in that aspect, okay? And then also they're showing me like Chinese medicine. They're showing me like different techniques that hasn't really come over here to our culture yet, okay?
Yep.
But also right now, signing the contracts, getting the land, they keep showing me like gates opening. Do you know when you go to like a fair or something like that and they have the gates closed in that parking lot? I keep seeing those gates opening up and cars coming in.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
No problem. What other questions do you have? Or do you have more questions dealing with this?
I think I'm good on the business side of things now. That helped a lot. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Do you have love questions?
Curiosity is more so than anything.
Okay. So are you in a partnership right now?
Yeah, you could call it that. I mean, it's certainly developing into one.
Okay. Are there two different partnerships going on right now?
It was a thing. It's a thing.
Okay. So, there's no picking. Do you understand that? Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. So I think that you should just, what I'm getting the sense of, when I say I think, it means that I'm feeling, I just forget to use, anyway, doesn't matter. What they're showing me essentially is just like holding hands and walking around the park and just like having a good time. So I think just stay in that frequency, stay in that vibration of just having fun and easygoing and just living it up as it were right now.
Yep.
Okay. Are you talking about moving in together?
Oh no, not that close at all.
Okay.
In my mind, right? I mean, one of them is certainly a lot further ahead in the process than they should be.
Yeah. Okay, so what they're showing me is when I said, are you talking about moving in together? They showed me someone tripping over their own feet. So someone stumbling. So keep that in mind. Don't get too ahead of yourself. Don't go too fast because you're going to tumble. Do you understand that?
Yep, I got you. Okay. I'm there with you.
So just easy. Full disclosure, are the three of you in a relationship?
No.
Okay. Have you thought about that?
Yes.
Have you brought it up to them?
Yes.
Okay. Cause that, I feel like that it's, I feel like that is what's going to happen.
What you think happens?
Yeah. Well, that's a good response. I like that response. That was fun. Okay, so I feel like that actually is the best outcome. Do you understand that?
I feel that, yes.
Okay. More questions regarding this?
Nope.
Don't go too fast with this relationship, with this partnership, like the three of you, because I genuinely feel like once it's said, here's what's going to happen is what I'm seeing, okay? You're going to say, hey, let's make this triangle, this partnership, okay? And then the other people are on board, right? And then it's, let's move in together. Let's get a dog. Let's do this. And it's just a snowball effect. So you need to be the one to pump the brakes, okay?
Okay.
So just remember, you're the one that needs to slow everybody else down, okay?
So here's another thought question to add on to it. One of them certainly feels like they want and deserve a lot more than I can give them, at least in the moments. And their vision of things does not necessarily coincide with that triangle, right?
Right.
Any thoughts on that?
So what I'm seeing, honestly, is pulling away and then coming back and pulling away and coming back. So one of those relationships where it's like an on again, off again, one of those relationships where you're just drawn to the person and you come back and you push away and you come back, that type of feeling all the time. The other person is like super easy and light and fun. But I feel like in that one, you're the one that wants to spend more time, right? You're not getting as much time as you want. So this being said, with the other person that wants more than you can give them, I think that you need to look internally in that aspect, because I'm not going to tell you to go away or to stay with them. What I will tell you is that go with your gut. They keep pointing to your stomach. Go with your gut feeling on that one. But I feel like this person has some level of, I hate to use the word control, but that's the only word that keeps coming to my head. Some level of, like, they can get you back. Do you see what I'm saying? But also be mindful of the lesson that you're learning here. Be mindful of what triggers you, what they're saying, because I feel like this is a bigger picture lesson. So maybe right now this isn't like going to be your partner for a while, but there's something that you're supposed to be learning with this, because it's a push and a pull situation.
That was, you're very good.
Oh, thanks. Well, thank you. That's not me. That's Spirit. But thanks. Do you have any other questions about that?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other questions in general, Tim? Why do I see a teddy bear? Comfort. What does that mean? Comfort.
Any thoughts about my daughter?
Okay. Is she like between 7 and 9?
She is 6.
Oh, I was close. Man, is she tall for her age?
Very.
Okay. I'm not trying to offend you, okay?
Oh, no, you're good.
You need to be a better role model for her.
Got it.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, and I think the triangle relationship thing plays a lot into that. Okay. Big part of me feels like it's probably not the best example to set, right?
So do you have a good relationship with her mother?
Yeah, I would say it is pretty strong, yeah.
Okay, good.
We're on equal terms and we can communicate.
There needs to be more communication there in front of your daughter. So for some reason, I feel like you're just tolerating each other, there's some kind of unhappy feelings there, okay? So there needs to be some kind of level of vulnerability and communication in front of your daughter in particular, because she's watching how you guys interact with each other. And you're shaping her into the woman that she's going to be. So her no pressure, right? But her interactions, how she sees you interact is how she's going to expect people to treat her later on in life, with love relationships in particular. Okay? So be mindful of that, because I have a kid. I'm not with his father anymore. And I know how hard it is. I get it. I do. It's easier said than done. I totally understand. But keep that in mind, because that's what Spirit's showing me. Because it's like she's growing up so fast, and you don't want her to look back and think, my dad could have done this better. You know what I mean? You want her to look at you and think that my dad is this amazing human being. So just keep that in mind, especially when you're dealing with her mother.
Yeah, I know. I think that's great. I've urged for more mutual contact between the three of us, and it doesn't happen as often as I think it should.
Yeah. And maybe like a play date, maybe like going to the park or something, or just like the three of you just like going for ice cream or something fun, that the three of you are there, like really co-parenting with each other, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you've got any thoughts for getting her mom on board with that, that's great. I mean, we get along well, right? And I suggest this exact thing. It just doesn't really happen.
She's dating someone else, right?
Yeah, she's remarried.
And she doesn't want that person to, he's going to be jealous.
Well, that's silly.
So get him involved as well. Ask him to come with you. It's not like you're trying to sleep with her. You're just trying to be the best dad that you can be. So if you explain this to the new family dynamic, like I just want to be an active participant in my child's life. I just want her, my daughter, to feel like there's no ill will here. Even if it's two or three times that all of you guys go out and hang out, then that would really, I think, help him feel more secure as a man.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Because he's very threatened by you. I don't know why. I feel like she keeps bringing up the past around him, which is not great. But he's very threatened by you.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be.
You know, and sometimes it's just a weird thing. Sometimes people don't even know why they feel one way about the other person. And if she, my feeling is that she's bringing up the past, right? So there's nothing that you can do about that. You can't change the way that she feels. Her feelings are her feelings. So know that, but don't give in to it is what I hear. But in the same aspect, be more comforting for the man in the relationship somehow that you're not trying to step on his toes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was needed so much.
It's almost like he's peeing on her. Is that weird? That's weird to say.
He's marking his territory. Yeah. What'd you say? I could make some connections there.
Yeah, but your little girl is very beautiful and she's happy. And is she in dance or gymnastics or something like that? Like she's twirling around and dancing a lot.
Yes, that has been a thing.
Okay, so yeah, she's having a good childhood. I wouldn't worry too much about that. She's having a good childhood. And I don't think that, you know, she's going to be a serial killer or anything like that. So I think everything will be fine. So don't put so much pressure on yourself.
I do a pretty good job of feeling like I'm doing everything as right as I can.
Yeah. And I think from what they're showing me, that you're doing a really good job.
I appreciate that.
No problem. Are you wanting more children?
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not entirely closed off to it, but certainly not seeking it either.
I would be very careful then.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, good. Okay. So if you don't like that idea, then you need to change it currently in the present, because right now it's coming in the future very, very soon.
Okay.
A little boy. So just do what you have, or if someone has a child already, that could be it. But I'm usually pretty good at that sort of thing. Not the gender, but I'm real good at telling when people are going to have kids for some reason. So
let's go with if somebody already has a child, that could be it.
Okay. So I want to tell you this, though, really quick. One of my girlfriends, every time I would talk to her on the phone about 2 years ago, I would get the sensation that she was pregnant. And I told her, you're going to have a baby. Like, you're going to get pregnant. She's like, no, I'm on birth control. I'm not going to get pregnant. I'm like, I am telling you right now, you're going to get pregnant. Like, in a year, you're going to get pregnant. She didn't believe me. Finally, one day, she's like, I want you to give me a full reading and find out why they keep saying I'm going to get pregnant. Okay. We find out that her birth control, they told me that the place she was keeping her birth control made it null and void. So she went to her doctor. She said, hey, I keep my birth control in the shower, or not in the shower, because that would be weird, in the bathroom when I'm taking a shower. The steam from the shower makes the birth control heat up, and it null and voids the birth control. So because of that, she changed where she kept it, and she's not pregnant, right? So I'm telling you, you have the option to change this. But what I'm seeing right now is if you don't change anything, you're going to have a child.
So, I mean, what I'm hearing there then, I mean, my only opposition to something like that would be, I lost the thought.
Say that
last time. That's a big one. That it's okay to not do that, right? To not bring another life into the world.
I think it's perfectly fine. I mean, what they're saying, of course it's fine. It's your choice. You get to choose what you want to do. That's the beauty of this. There's no guilt here. If you don't want to bring another life into the world, that's okay. That's not your purpose or your air quotes destiny to do that. So, but let's say you're doing everything you can to prevent it and it still happens, then that's that soul's journey to come into this life. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. Yes, so do what you can to stop it. I mean, here's my point of view on this. If you don't want kids and you're not doing anything to prevent it, then you can't, it's on you, right? If you right. don't want children and you're doing everything you can to prevent it and you still have children, that's not on you per se, but know that that soul was meant to be here for you for a reason.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much for that.
No problem. No guilt. More questions?
Only one other thought coming to mind right now.
Okay.
Because I know that Tom and I and our podcast and Alexa and you and yours kind of popped up at the same time, and we're on a very similar path together. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering if anything comes up in terms of that.
I'm seeing like a weird shape that I have never seen before, so you guys are gonna have to help me with this one, okay? Hold on. It's like a three-dimensional octagon.
Dodecahedron?
Say that again.
A dodecahedron?
No, they said similar. They said similar to. It's like a three. They're showing me the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., but they're lifting it up.
I don't know, Tim.
I've got this garnet right here that could look like it. That's been
okay. I feel like that's
No, there's a bigger picture there, though. I think that you're trying to get at.
I feel like the bigger picture here is working together to create something different. Working together to create something new is exactly what I heard verbatim. What I heard.
Right.
And I added the different because it's like nothing I've ever seen before. But it's been done. Okay. So essentially what they're saying is don't feel like this has been done because this is a new version of it. This is a new twist to it. Let me ask something really fast. Okay. So I asked them, will we be working together? And if we will, like in what capacity? And the answer was yes, in a different capacity. That you don't know of right now. And then I saw like t-shirt sales and like actual like physical material sales. Mm. Do you guys understand that?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's all inevitable. I think what you're dancing around in the way I've described it is we're helping to create a new language through these permission slips that we provide. And it is really steering us into the reality of waking up that, you know, this is just our agreed upon hallucination and we're co-creating it and we can choose to steer the ship wherever we want. And I think a big piece of that is some sort of tool or a new medium to relay the message, right? If the truth can be told so that it is understood, it will be believed. Mm. And I think that's kind of what we're approaching is a new way to relay the message or at least, you know, through those permission slips, showing people that we are nothing special. Anybody can do this.
Yeah. And they're also saying the truth is irrelevant because it depends on the seeker and the receiver and the seeker. Does that make sense? The receiver. Right. You know what I'm trying to say, like the person giving the information and telling the information. So it's difficult to say what is true and what is not true.
Right. It's all perspective.
It's all perspective. Exactly. Yeah. So it's definitely, there's some kind of collaboration going on here. And I feel like I see like video as well as audio. So
yeah,
we should definitely have a conversation about that. But it's definitely like we're sitting on a couch just kind of talking to each other about this. And there are people around us physically, but we're also being recorded. Do you guys understand that?
I do.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I can see that happening for sure. Yeah. I mean, oh, go ahead, Tim. This is your reading.
No, I'm curious what you have to say. But it goes back to allowing the permission slips, and the permission slips go both ways, right? And if enough of the collective chooses to believe and allow for us to help steer the ship for them, sort of thing, we can do that.
So really quick, this doesn't make any sense to me because I know it's not the same thing that we're talking about. I hear the word Coachella. I know that's a music festival. I have not been to a festival, so help me out. Coachella, I thought it was just a music festival. They don't do anything else. Is this correct or is this incorrect?
I've been. They do, I mean, there are like art installation type of thing, but there's not really like, it's not like Lucidity or something like that.
Right.
Is that what it's turning into?
They're like literally shouting. They were like Coachella. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. And then they started yelling. So I was like, okay,
well,
so do you know
what's really weird is that like an hour before we start recording, I was like, I wanted to do something in Philly this weekend because I'm like, I need to dance. Like, I need to get out. Like, I really got to do this. I got to just dance. So I found the only thing happening is this DJ is playing here who I haven't seen since the only time I went to Coachella. And I was just telling people, I was like, dude, I haven't seen this guy since I went to Coachella. He was really good at Coachella. Let's go. So it's just funny that you're bringing up Coachella right now. That's all.
Good synchronicities.
Well, their synchronicities continue because I was talking to somebody on the phone a few minutes ago before the reading, and they were like, oh, have you ever heard of Coachella? And I was like, yeah, I've heard of it. And they're like, you should go. And I was like, it's on the other side of the continent, so I'm going to skip it. But thanks for the offer. And like, we had a good laugh about it. So initially when I heard this, I thought, okay, well, that's from the conversation I was having earlier. And they were like, and they said it again, and then they started yelling. So I said it out loud, just put it out there.
Wait.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
I have a question. So you said that when you saw our partnership, like the four of us, that you saw like t-shirt sales and stuff. Does that piece have to do with Coachella? Or is it like a performance? Is it like a Lucidity type of thing?
It feels like a Lucidity type of thing, but I feel like it starts out with t-shirt sales. It starts off small and it gets bigger. Do you understand? So it's like
sure.
Selling something and talking to people at the same time and then like turning into like, oh, I've got to go over here and do this thing. But it's a giant thing now.
It reminds me a lot of my former company, Bad Kids, because that's how it started, with just t-shirts that were being made about a music type of music, and then it expanded into something so much more, and I've been feeling that same energy coming back into like my life recently. So
that is amazing.
Yeah
so maybe this is a metaphor instead of a physical representation. And I think that's what they're shaking their head yes. So it's a metaphor instead of a physical representation. I feel like if we wanted to sell t-shirts we can, but that's very, they said that's going a different way. So stay focused on the path because it's going to get bigger is what they're saying. Like, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I know exactly. Okay. Yeah. Because that's what I was thinking of. Like, if that's the case, then I do understand everything that you're talking about. Because that's how with my old company, it was like, this is partnership development marketing. This is what I was talking about. It's like with that, my old company, the way that we basically started to blow up or the way we expanded so fast was we partnered with we partnered with a ton of other people who were doing what we were doing. And by doing that, like doing different aspects of it though, and by meeting them and by making friends with them and by partnering with them and doing collaborations with them, our name went everywhere. And so I feel like that's what this is illustrating. Like between me and you and Tim and Tom, it's like that partnership the value of that?
So a couple of things. One thing is, it's like, okay, this is a very strange representation. Okay, so bear with me, guys.
Okay.
So it's like giving people a bunch of acid.
Haha.
That's what they're showing.
Wait, that makes so much sense to me. Okay, yeah, keep going.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Go for it. And it's like, you get some, you get some, you get some. It's like little bits everywhere, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the other thing is there's like a fun synchronicity around the names, Tim and Tom, Ambie and Alexa. Like, keep looking for those fun little synchronicities to their fingers are together to partner with.
Okay. The alliteration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or like anything that feels fun. Like, ooh, I like that. Or their logo is 444. Or they have like a pentagon or whatever the case may be. Like different things like that. Just go with your guts. Go with your feeling.
Are you sure it's not a hexagon?
It is a hexagon. It's probably a hexagon.
Because that's what I have a tattoo of on my body. And literally, I've been seeing hexagons everywhere when I'm thinking a very important thought. The other day, I was walking down the street of Philadelphia, and I was thinking this very important thought. And all of a sudden, something whipped my head around to the right, and I saw this hexagon door knocker on the outside of a door that had the numbers 311 on it, and that's a special number to me too. And I've never seen a door knocker that was a hexagon, like, ever in my life. And I was like, okay, got it. Somebody is telling, you know, so
yeah,
that makes sense to me. Okay.
Yeah. So cool. Look for different things like that. Unique things like that is what they said.
Cool.
That feel good.
Love it.
And then my throat, something's with my throat. So Alexa, if you could write this down,
okay.
Or Tim, if you want to write it down too, like it has something to do with the throat chakra right there.
I mean, I got that one.
I mean, I asked them if it means like speaking your truth, speaking up, and they said, no, it doesn't mean that. It's like an actual, I think it's someone's logo.
Oh.
Okay. So keep that in mind for different people to look out for, because I feel like it definitely has something to do with the logo, but it doesn't, it's not appearing on someone's throat. It's just the icon of the throat chakra.
Okay. Hold on. I already have someone in mind that I think it might be. Okay. That's really interesting. Cool. Good question, Tim.
Super specific. Very good. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it when they're specific instead of general.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you say the throat chakra image, I see the positive head logo in my mind.
Ah. I mean, I feel like that's a partnership that we've already done. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I definitely feel what you're saying on that. But I feel like they're saying like that's already happened.
I feel you.
Is it like the Divine Movement podcast? That's what popped up for me. Are they gonna?
It's one of them. It's one of them. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Because
the podcast is a bigger one, right?
The Divine Movement podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hosted by Gina Turner, who is a DJ who was like working in the industry I was working in. And I used to make shirts for her. And she's very into this stuff with her partner.
I feel like someone should contact Joe Rogan.
Oh, yeah. That's good. He's all into a lot of stuff.
Perfect.
Good tips, Spirit. Thanks. Okay, Tim, so how was that for a reading?
For first? Wow. How does it get any better than this, right?
Thank you so much. That's sweet.
I appreciate it. Please send more. It's been my current mantra.
That was awesome. That was honestly one of the most fascinating readings to listen to. So thank you for coming on and for asking all these questions. And now we have a new venture together, maybe. So I'm excited to explore that. And Ambie, anything from you?
No, I'm so honored that I get to do this. Thank you so much. Thank you, Alexa. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Spirit. Thanks, Tom. I feel like I'm getting a Grammy right now.
Yes, thank you. You like me.
Um, please give us a like and a review if you like our podcast. Share it with people. If you see our live stream by the time we do this, please share it with your friends so they can see it too. The more people that we have into the woo-woo, the more normalized that this information gets. So exactly. Keep that in mind, and everybody, bloom, baby, bloom.
Keep on blooming. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambie, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.